So tonight we have Sudesh Didi for a class about Easy Raj Yoga when it isn't. And Didi coordinates the whole of Europe with Sister Janti and stays in Germany. I learned the other night, that she has been 47 years in this knowledge. And she was given the title Nightingale by Brahma Baba. So let's welcome Didi Sudesh.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. What does it mean? Om Shanti. I am peaceful, yeah? Or I am peace. Shall we say Om Yogi? Or shall we say Om Easy Yogi? Or shall I say Om Easy Raj Yogi? Are we Easy Raj Yogi? What are we practicing? What are we studying? Raja Yoga. And what we are? Raj Yogis. And the topic for this evening is Easy Raj Yoga, isn't it? Easy Raj Yoga. It is not easy. This is what the topic. Isn't it interesting? It is Easy Raj Yoga, but it is not. This was the announcement this morning, no? What do you think? Is it easy or difficult? Easy? Very easy? Very easy, no? Not easy. Not easy. What makes it difficult? Those who are nodding their head, it is not easy. What makes it difficult? It is easy, but we find it difficult. And is it like that? It is called Easy Yoga. And we are Easy Raj Yogi. We are Raj Yogi studying Easy Yoga. But the experience is, it is not so easy. So now let us think, what makes it difficult? What makes it difficult? To concentrate makes it difficult. It's not easy to concentrate. Is it concentration? Does yoga mean concentration? Concentration is not the beginning. Concentration is the result of Raja Yoga. We are Raj Yogis, Royal Yogis. We are not Hatha Yogis. So concentration is actually the result. Something you enjoy very much, you like very much. Practically, this is the proof, because you like, that's why you are practicing, no? Those who like Raja Yoga can raise their hand. All of you like it, no? And something you like, you enjoy it as well. You like, it means you love it. First step is liking. Then is to love. Then to practice. Then to experience. And then to enjoy. Right? And something you begin to enjoy, is no question of difficulty of that. For example, children, when they enjoy whatever they are watching, Mickey Mouse or some cartoon, or mature people who are enjoying football match, volleyball match, whatever they like, does they need concentration? You can see the whole thousands of people are there to watch match. All the time it is focused there. There's no effort to make concentration, to have concentration. It's a natural concentration, because they are enjoying it. So, and certainly those who enjoy, those who know the rules of the game, those who know about what really game is about, then they enjoy. Right? So in the same way, when I know what is Raja Yoga, what is yoga, and what is accurate yoga? Yoga means relationship. It's not exercise. It's relationship. It's relationship first with the self, which is we call meditation. Meditation is relationship with the self. To experience the self. And the moment we begin to experience ourselves, we say, I had a good meditation. Today I had nice meditation. What does it mean? I had a nice meditation, good meditation. Yes, I experienced peace. I was so relaxed, you know. It was so peaceful, it was so blissful. Or sometimes it was so powerful. Today, yoga was very powerful. I experienced so much love. So it is the experiencing yourself first. Yourself means the qualities of the soul. And so the moment you begin to experience yourself, it is just like, this is what we call soul consciousness. The soul is conscious, is experiencing, who am I, what am I? What am I? I am a soul. But what at this moment, because soul, I am a soul in this body, that all of us know. Many people also say this. The soul is gone. May thy soul rest in peace. The soul word is used very commonly. But I am a soul. This awareness. Then, this realization. Really, truly, I am a soul. Then, to believe, yes, really, truly, true, I am a soul. Have faith in the self. So just we believe, we begin to believe what is the form of our body, the name, the place we live, the religion we practice, the job we have. We believe that this is what I am. So just like it's so natural to believe what the name, form, qualities, action, position, religion is connected with the body. In the same way, the moment we begin to believe the self, that is what our thinking is then. And thoughts create the feelings. Thoughts are guided by the understanding, mean knowledge. What was taught, I am so and so, and we begin to believe this. So here when we are meditating, it is to first to believe that yes, I am a soul. It's truth. And there's power in it. Now, we have this knowledge, but the question is to use this knowledge. Knowledge is there. To use the knowledge in everyday life, in action. The awareness, the soul and the body, I am a human being. This first lesson we practice, no? So in everyday action, what we practice then? Most of the time the awareness is the body first. What makes it difficult? The truth does not make it difficult. When we forget the truth, we use the method changes. So first, if I am thinking of a problem, or I am thinking of the influence that I have, or something which is not real, it is connected with me. For example, I am a soul in this body. And when I am thinking I am, at that time, what is really believe when I say I am? What my practice is? I need to remind myself I am a soul. But what I have been whole day? The whole day I had practiced body and then soul. The experience I had, the situations that I had experienced, the problems that I had to solve, the challenges I had to face. So that is coming first in front of me. And then I am meditating, even then that is first and then I am thinking of a soul. It is just like two things are connected. An example, a bullock cart and a horse, or bullock, a bull, or a horse and a cart. Now horse has the power to pull the chariot. It's a very powerful horse, no? So when we are connecting this horse and chariot together, horse is pulling the chariot, The luggage is also in it, on this. People are also sitting. And horse is running with his full power. Those who are others are also enjoying watching the horses running. It's a right combination of the horse and the chariot. Chariot is behind, horse is in front. Now if we put the horse behind and chariot in front, what will happen? Will be easy, you know, for the horse to carry the... It will be easy for the horse? Horse has the power, no? Now, instead of pulling it, he has to push it. Same horse, which had the power to pull the chariot, now he has to push. What will happen? Will break his head, you know? And this is what happens, we make it difficult, we break our head. Instead of staying in the head, no? Instead of awareness that I am a soul, the first we begin to think I am body and then I am a soul. That made it difficult. So it's the right combination, the right preparation. First lesson, again and again we need to remind ourselves, I am. A soul. And the power within me the soul has the power. Natural qualities of peace, of purity, of love, of happiness, of spiritual wisdom, and if this qualities then become connected with Supreme Soul, and that's called yoga. Just like the soul is making the body function. Body is not making the soul function. Soul consciousness is making the body do right actions. And this expression and experience of the qualities of the soul brings satisfaction in us. It means the knowledge that we have, I am actually using it in the right time, in the right consciousness, in the right way. And result is good, then it's easy. Just like an ordinary way, if I have to bake a cake. Now, the ingredients are there. I have to mix the things and then I put in the oven to bake. But I put the sugar first, flour in it afterwards. Without mixing it, what will happen? Ingredients is the same, but I have not put the right method, right, properly. It would not bake, no? It will burn. Cake will not be baked. I make simple cup of tea. Indian style, perhaps. Right? Milk, water, put milk, little bit cardamom, and I put on fire. And now I do not pay attention that when it is going to boil, I have to pay attention that I slow down the flame. What will happen? Simple tea, it is easy to make, but it will boil over, and then I say, oh, milk and tea, I have spoiled now the stove, and I have lost the half of the tea as well. Simple thing. So it means that though I know I am a soul, though I know how to be soul conscious, but I am not paying attention. And then it becomes tension and it becomes difficult. That's why Baba says, pay attention. Then there is no tension. So it is also constantly awareness and attention makes us very relaxed. Attention, not with tension. So, I, the soul, am Baba's child, God's child. Now it is relaxed and easy, then I don't have to make effort. So, whatever Baba's knowledge we have, what it is simple, either the qualities of the soul, or the relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul. Relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul, the relationship with the Father, what is the experience of a child? What is this consciousness of being just Baba's child? You make it, Baba makes me, everything easy for me. It means that I have to believe. Soul is child of Baba. I am Baba's child. At that time, still I'm thinking of myself, a body, big body, of my age. My body consciousness is blocking to perceive that experience, the power, the love, these vibrations. So Baba says, have accurate yoga, be a soul. I, the soul, am remembering the Supreme Soul. So difficult is when I forget. The soul is child of God. I am child of God. That's true. But at that time is also, I, the soul, am child of God, but I am remembering first the influence of my own body, the problems that I have in my everyday life. So that the soul is covered with this influences, and that is creating a blocking the energy. So it's not difficult, but I make it difficult. It becomes difficult. Not that I want to make it difficult. It becomes difficult. A situation is there, a very beautiful opportunity is there to do some service. And what is Baba says? What consciousness he should have? Baba is Karavanhar. He is making it happen. And I am an instrument. Again, believe this. This faith, I am Baba's child, I am an instrument. So Karan Karamanhar consciousness makes the task easy because I am doing with responsibility, but it is Karavanhar is making it happen. how much I have faith in this. How many times during the day, how many minutes during the day this awareness is there. So it is actually, I am forgetting what I am, who am I, who do I belong to. So when I say I am learning Raja Yoga, so I have forgotten the teacher at that time, the relationship with the teacher. I am still remembering I am Baba's child. But the teachings that Baba has given me, the knowledge of the Creator and the knowledge of the creation, to recognize as Baba is, who God is, as He is. Baba says many times children find it difficult. It's very easy to remember Baba. Baba, I can remember. I remember God. But to recognize as He is, what He is, who He is, Baba says many, very few children recognize me as I am. What does it mean? So God is incorporeal. God is Supreme Soul. God is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of peace. So when we give the introduction to others, so introduction is also clear when I have the relationship with Baba. So introduction means, Baba says you should know His occupation. So full things, to make it easy means to know everything complete about Him. As if I want to make anything easy, if I am driving, I have to have the knowledge as well as I have to have practice. I have to have that understanding where I have to go. Things are connected. Then I reach the destination safely. In the same way, it is a path that I am practicing, Raja Yoga. I am studying. I am learning. So my relationship with Baba, the teacher, what He is teaching me? He is teaching me, He is giving me the knowledge of the Creator and the creation. The knowledge of Himself and His creation. The knowledge of the seed and the tree. The knowledge of this world drama. Different words Baba use. But knowledge of Him itself. God's knowledge itself. We know God is incorporeal. We know His home is Brahmalok, supreme abode. So to remember Baba means to remember myself. Remember me, remember Him in His home. Remember in my own home. So what qualities at that time I'm practicing and I'm experiencing? In the soul world, in Brahmalok, in the incorporeal world, in the region of light, in this pure element, it's easy to remember Baba's qualities. We know these are His qualities. But when these qualities are really experienced, when we make connection, how is Baba giving me this knowledge? So He is teacher only as He is sitting in this, he comes in this corporeal world. So it means he's incorporeal, but becomes corporeal at the confluence age. And if I follow his directions, follow his teachings, the right method is teaching me. So knowledge is making easy, not only just because I have knowledge, but I have the knowledge, I am experiencing knowledge because he also has the connection with me and giving direction to me when he becomes also corporeal. What I want to say, as he is not only incorporeal. He is incorporeal what God is. But as he is, then he is sitting here in this corporeal world to teach me. And I am sitting in front of him. Now, sometimes people think, oh, I remember Shiv Baba, but then Baba says, don't remember any bodily being. Don't remember any bodily being. And when I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, but Brahma Baba is coming in my mind. Baba says, remember me and me alone. Now Baba says, remember me and me alone. I have forgotten that he is also telling me that how I come and teach you at the confluence age. So I am remembering him only because he has given me the method. He has introduced me, himself, that I also, in order to teach the human beings, I need to become, I have to speak your language. So it means that I bring Baba, he is in the soul world, but I believe that he is present here. So it means what the teaching he is giving me through the Murali, I need to practice that. Knowledge becomes the method then. As I said that, okay, I want to make the tea, a cup of tea, I need to have the knowledge. So knowledge makes it easy. If I don't know something accurately, it's difficult. So relationship with the teacher makes me easy yogi. Not only just the Supreme Soul. And if now I understand and accept that yes, I want to meet Baba. Of course, it's Baba is in my mind. But where he's come sitting at this moment at the confluence age? You want to meet the president, for example. Now, president came in your mind. But where he's going to meet? For example, in his president house. So now if president house come in front of your mind, would you be confused? Oh, the president house is coming in my mind. His office is coming. So Baba's work, if I want to connect now with Baba, in order to make it easy, I don't have to confuse myself if Brahma Baba's form is coming in front of me. As he is at this moment at the confluence age, he's teaching me through this corporeal form. So my relationship with incorporeal through corporeal makes it easy to experience God's love. Some people say, I don't experience Baba's love. That's why it is difficult for me. So what is God's love? What is Baba's love? Incorporeal love, incorporeal form. Many times Baba has said, the knowledge that I give you, that's my love. His expression of love is to make me aware of my own qualities. just like teacher's love for the student is to make him capable. And so if I appreciate the knowledge, begin to appreciate the knowledge, love Baba's knowledge, it becomes easy. Believe knowledge that Baba is teaching, it becomes easy. The moment I begin to believe, create doubt in myself and doubt in knowledge, it's difficult. I have to understand easy way. For example, Baba gives the knowledge of the drama. Now some people say, I understand, I have faith in Baba. I have faith in knowledge, but I find it very difficult to believe in drama. Everything is easy, but this point of drama makes it difficult. Many new students find it difficult. Now it means I have not understood the knowledge of the drama, that's why it is difficult. I have not understood what Baba wants to convey through the knowledge of the drama. What is drama? Drama is different than story. Baba is giving me the knowledge of the story of the cycle. The story from the beginning till the end. Baba says, I don't make it drama. Who makes it drama? A story when it is enacted, then it is drama. If you read a story for 10 times, for example, you would not say, I have seen the drama. Would you say it? I have read the story. But when it is enacted and you go in to see the film, you say, I have seen the film. It is being enacted, whatever the story is. So when we act, it is drama. So on one side, actions are taking place here. This is why Baba says, in the soul world is not drama. In the subtle region there is no drama. Drama is here. Drama means corporeal world. The play. Play is here on this playground. And so when I understand the laws of the game, I enjoy it. When I don't understand the laws of the game, I get confused. So drama is one side and the laws of nature and karma is the other side. The value of the drama is to understand the laws of nature and laws of karma. It's here, the play is played here. So now what, why I make it difficult? Because I have not accepted the laws of spiritual, laws of knowledge, laws of spirituality. I have not accepted. I can accept the laws of nature, but I don't accept the laws of the drama, of karma. For example, many people make it difficult, thinking it, if I make effort and we fall down again, we will fall again. What is the point of making effort? They block themselves. Happiness is, but the joy of doing is not there anymore. They find it heavy. But I understand it easy to believe the law of nature. Everything you, for example, you make a house, you build a house, right? After 100 years it will become old. 200 years. Okay, big castle, 500 years, it will become old. Why should I build it, no? A nice house. It is going to be old after 200 years, no? The children are born. They will die anyway. After 80 years, 100 years, 50 years, they will die, no? Why should I make all these efforts? We do make effort, no? I am eating today food, no, and I am enjoying myself. Oh, what is the point of cooking food, so many things, no? Tomorrow I will become hungry again. Why should I make so much effort? I believe that I have experienced that I will become hungry again. I don't forget. I will become hungry, and yet I make effort. What is the point of sleeping? Tomorrow I have to get up again. Better not to sleep. I believe the laws of nature and I make a right system of my day routine. I pay attention and I feel relaxed. I know that the timetable I follow, I am happy. In the same way, it is also, Baba says, whatever has been enacted, whatever is past, that is called drama. Whatever you are doing now, you have to be active actor, but detached observer. Active actor, I have to act. But act, not just for the sake of action, act by keeping Baba your companion. In Baba's company, you do the act. So then whatever act you are doing accurate. So Baba's company will make it easy, not difficult. When you yourself are doing anything, it would be difficult. Do it in Baba's company. So Baba's company, different ways are Baba's companies. One is to remember Baba. Other is to remember Baba's teachings. That is Baba's company. Other thing is to remember Baba's directions, Shrimat, the maryadas he has asked me to follow. Now anything is missing, the accurate knowledge is missing, the awareness and intoxication is missing, who is my companion? Or the power of the virtues, values, that I am not using in it, the task will become difficult. The blessings that Baba has given, if I am remembering that and I am performing that action, it's easy. The moment I do alone anything, though I have confidence in myself, now I am a yogi, I am Raja Yogi, but Raja Yoga is not only Raja Yoga, it's Gyan Yoga as well. It's a knowledge, based on knowledge is there. I am Raj Yogi, but I am also Royal Yogi. I am Raj Rishi as well. So it's the power of purity of knowledge is making it easy. It's company of Baba, the joy of the family together is making it easy. So different ingredients that Baba has given us through knowledge, through his Shrimat. So right understanding of the knowledge of the present time I'm performing action in Baba's company, with Baba's support, I'm learning. So okay, if something has gone wrong, it is also something I have learned, something I have realized. So have the consciousness of positivity, then even the thing was difficult, I have learned from that, next time it is becoming easy. So faith in myself. So sometime Baba says, have faith and faith brings victory. Faith in yourself. Faith in Baba. Faith in confluence age is time of victory. It's a time of success. Faith in family. Learning from others. So different things, what relationship with Baba, not only father, the relationship Baba the teacher, relationship with Baba the Satguru, relationship Baba with my friend, relationship of my boss. So not doing the work alone. So what make I difficult is, so one of the relationship is missing. One of the subject is missing. I'm using knowledge, but not changing knowledge into yoga. Easy Raja Yoga, I'm studying only, not studying knowledge and yoga. I'm studying all the four subjects together. When I just am paying only one focus, only one thing, that makes it difficult. Even for example, it is based on knowledge, but it is based on love. When I really understand the knowledge, who is giving me this knowledge? I understand knowledge, I value the knowledge. I appreciate the truth that Baba is giving me. And this appreciation opens the heart. This becomes a relationship with Baba, love. So love for knowledge and love for Baba is yoga. Only knowledge then also makes it difficult. Without knowledge, if I want to practice, then also makes it difficult. So I need to have a balance of four things. So what makes me easy Raja Yoga, Raja Yogi? The balance of four subjects. Then it's a blissful life. If I'm holding only one thing, only knowledge, churning too much, but not practicing, intellect will get tired. It would not give you real joy. Temporary happiness will be there. Churning, making it an earning, what I have earned, what I have realized from that, this joy expressing in my life. Knowledge, I am experimenting and experiencing. I am a soul. I am practicing and believing. So not only the thought, but my intellect is also believing it. So what made it then, when I believe and I'm practicing, I'm experiencing it. When I'm experiencing, I'm expressing it. It becomes all knowledge, practice, experience and expression. Then it's joy in life. So knowledge only, okay, I'm practicing, I want to be very good yogi, really tapasvi, really renunciate. Yoga means practice, yoga means renunciation, knowledge means tapasya. We use these words, no? It means renunciation of what? It's not renunciation of household, it's not renunciation of worldly responsibilities. It's renunciation that things that has made me realize had caused me pain and sorrow. Relation had not caused me pain and sorrow. It was the attachment that had caused me pain and sorrow. So what I have to renounce is attachment to my own body, attachment to my own name. I want my name and fame. So what the Baba says, forget the body and bodily relations. It's very difficult to forget the body. What does it mean? What made it difficult? I took it literally now. What makes difficult is when I take the knowledge literally, not the real meaning behind it. It's the name, forget the name. I don't forget my name. I look at the photograph, a picture, a big photograph, maybe a group picture of 1,000 people. I immediately say, where am I? I don't forget my face. So even after 55 years, 57 years, still if I say, oh, I still haven't forgotten me. Now it's not literally that I forget. The forgetting is, the renouncing is the name and desire for my name, my fame, my position, my attachment to my own ideas. So here it means, I am renouncing my body consciousness and my ego, my attachment. That is what I have to renounce. My body conscious desires automatically allow, give the some kind of need or desires to misuse my own sense organs. So I'm not using my qualities at that time. The moment I begin to use the qualities of the soul, I'm renouncing automatically the vices. But if I'm trying to renounce the vices, I find it difficult. Finish anger. I want to conquer anger. It's very difficult to conquer anger. It's very difficult to conquer attachment. Now what has become difficult? Because I am trying to use the difficult method first. I want to finish the fire. What I need to remember? The opposite thing of that. Water will finish the fire. I want to change the darkness into light. And remember light to finish the darkness. If a bad smell is there, I had to remember the fragrance to change the bad smell. So why may I make it difficult? I want to renounce the vices without practicing or using the qualities of Baba's qualities and myself. So right method is the right relationship of myself with my qualities and qualities of Baba. So knowledge, when I am connecting these qualities of the soul with the Supreme Soul, it becomes yoga power. But only remembering Baba with faith only, and not practicing the qualities in myself, we begin to force ourselves, and that becomes tension. It is just I'm holding a rope and I'm trying to swing a rope. I'm swinging. And people, I'm so much putting tension to have good yoga, powerful yoga, very good yogi. People would think I'm becoming mad, no. Better I don't practice, no. If you are holding only one rope and try to swing, people think I'm going to put myself on gallows, hanging myself. I have two ropes. It gives the image of a swing. Knowledge and yoga has to be both. Not only knowledge, not only yoga, but knowledge and yoga together. yoga knowledge and yoga are connected together, it becomes a sweet. So knowledge is experiencing, experimenting, believing. Who has given me this knowledge? Where this love is coming from? Who has the selfless love? Who has the benevolent love? Who is actually the real purifier and uplifter? So my wish to change myself with the faith, the Satguru with the truth. So I believe truth in myself and believe truth of Baba, these two qualities becomes yoga. And this power then creates stability in the self. Knowledge of the drama is not only just drama, but I have to act. I have to become detached observer of the actions of others. So this dharana of detached observer, then you make you free from the influence of the negative activity of others. But again, when I'm soul conscious, then I can see a detached observer. Otherwise I will get upset. If I'm not staying in my self-respect, I will get upset again very quickly. I forgot the drama. I forgot my own action, my own play. So knowledge has to become yoga. Yoga should become dharana. Dharana becomes easy. Practice, this is called practice makes a man perfect. So what I am practicing? I am practicing virtues. Knowledge is only till head and faith. Practice is quality that Baba is quality, knowledge full. It's not only knowledge, intellectual. Love is quality. Peace is quality. Purity is quality. Truth is quality. Benevolence is quality. And that when we are practicing, so that becomes the power. And this power makes it easy. When I'm weak, it's difficult. Then it becomes a swing when we are having power. So it means all these four subjects of Raja Yogi, of four arms of Vishnu, or four ornaments of Vishnu, Swadarshan Chakra, the cycle of self-realization. So it is the cycle of self-realization, knowledge of the self, knowledge of Baba, knowledge of drama, knowledge of karma, of the whole cycle. When knowledge is there, and I am having this knowledge of the self, knowledge of Baba, knowledge of drama and karma, then I can know what detachment is. I know the world and then I become detached, then I can live like a lotus flower. I have the body, I accept it, but I am not this body. All the emotions are in body consciousness. All the mud attachment is with the body, emotions. So this mud, as Baba says, when mud is there, the many germs emerge in it. It creates bad smell. So in the same way, attachment is because of the body. And now I have to practice detachment from the body. So lotus consciousness. But I need to have the power to become detached. So knowledge is becoming power with detachment. And that power is now bringing great joy and happiness then I can say I am easy yogi. But I am, even the difficulties are there, because I am enjoying, it's not difficult anymore. A player in the playground, a hero on the, in a film, has many difficult challenges. But he is enjoying it. Because he wants to be a hero. Many challenges are not difficult thing. It's fun. It's game. Astronauts go up in the moon, go through very powerful heat and difficulties. It's not difficulty for them. Because the aim is there to explore something extraordinary. So it means, when I am ready to see myself a Mahavir, I am ready to see myself a victorious, when I want to be a conqueror of Maya, it's not difficult. So it means the title that Baba is giving me, Mahavir, victorious, knower of the three aspects of the time. So it means not only knowledge, yoga, the truth that Baba is teaching me, practice of that, and receiving the blessings from Baba, and believing in it, that qualities begin to live in us, and life becomes easy. So it's up to me to make it Raja Yoga difficult or make it easy. So what do you want to make it? Easy yoga. So keep yourself busy then. The more we are busy in experimenting and experiencing, enjoying it, it's easy. So when I am lazy, it is difficult. When it is easy, when I am busy, it's easy. I am an easy Raja Yoga, busy either remembering Baba or churning the knowledge or practicing or sharing with others. So all the four subjects. Keeping myself busy in for the subject, easy to become not only yogi, but royal yogi. Raja Yoga makes us a yogi of Brahmin, so deities then. Okay, now let us meditate with an angelic form, easy yogi, Raja Yogi. Thank you. Om Shanti. Okay, an announcement. Didi Sudesh will meet all Mauritius group at 8:30 p.m. in Dadi's cottage. Mauritius group meeting 8:30 in Dadi's cottage. It's just, I want to make it round. What makes this easy? The right understanding of the knowledge, relationship with Baba, following the maryadas, the code of conduct of Brahmin life, and enjoying what Baba has said and sharing with others. That makes it easy. These four subjects make it easy.